Hi guys, it's the 24th of July. We're in the 24th chapter of Proverbs and pray today. And in the 10th verse, I love how so many of these Proverbs, they just kind of tell it how it is, don't they? Listen to this one. Verse 10, if you falter in times of trouble, how small is your strength? Wow. Now, if I'm honest with all of you, I have faltered so many times in times of trouble. The second part of this verse is how small is your strength? And that's true because my strength is small, but God's strength is immeasurable. When I falter, when I'm struggling, I'm faltering because I'm relying on my strength. How big is the God that you serve? Is he so big that you don't hesitate to allow his strength to take over in times of trouble? Or are you, like so many of us, that tend to just shrink back when things are going bad, to be devastated, to falter, and to falter in our faith? You know, we serve a big God who promises us that he will never leave us or forsake us, who says in 1 Peter that we're to cast our anxiety on him because he cares for us, who says in Matthew chapter 11 that we are to lean into him during difficult times, that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. How weak we are when we falter in times of trouble, but I think that we're weak when we don't hand over and trade in our strength for God's. Honestly, we're pretty puny when it comes to our own strength, aren't we, in times of trouble? I think it's all about who we focus on in times of trouble. We're so tempted in times of difficulties to focus on us, how we're feeling, what we're going through, instead of focusing on the healer, focusing on the powerful one, focusing on the omnipotent God, the all-powerful God who can bring us through anything that the devil can throw at us, any struggle, any trouble that we go through, God can bring us through. So I want to encourage you today in times of trouble not to give up, but to rise up and to allow God to strengthen you. Don't give up, but rise up. When you're going through a difficult time, remember, I won't give up, I'll rise up. I encourage you to read Psalm 91 if you're in a dark place today. That just came to my mind. That might be an encouragement to you. Read all of Psalm 91. I think you'll find it relates with this verse very well, that we're to rise up on the wings of eagles. It says in Isaiah chapter 30 that God will give you strength. If you're not struggling today, reach out to somebody who is. Be a representative of Jesus for them today in their pain. Let's pray. Father, we are so weak when it comes to dealing with life struggles. And yet we continue to try to be self-sufficient as a default. That's our sin nature, and that's pride. So Lord, when we struggle, when we go through difficulties, may we remember that we are not to give up, but we are to rise up. Not that we're to whine or to blame, but we're simply to trust in you. God, we hand you the most difficult thing we're going through today. The hardest thing for us, the most painful thing for us, that thing that's always on the back of our mind that just creeps up, even if we're having a good day, that reminder of something that could happen or is happening that's outside of our control. And Lord, we choose to hand that over to you. Father, as it says in Romans, that we are to renew our minds. Give us a new mind, Lord, in how we deal with difficulties. God, thank you that we don't ever have to do it alone, that you are our strength, you are our shield. Not only do you go on the offensive as our strength, but you're on the defensive to protect us, Lord, with your shield. Thank you. We trust you, and we choose to praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.